get relief after years of trying everything. That's just like when this eye, their eyes open up and you can just see the smiles on their faces. And then they start to take control of their own health. And that is the beautiful thing. And you see them starting to go on walks and meditations and yoga and maybe a plant-based diet, drinking good water, or getting better sleep, doing all of these things where they take control of their own health.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping the world in so many extraordinary ways. Today, we're going to have a special focus on the mastermind, and we're going to have a special focus on how you can take our mission of healing the world and reaching 1 billion people by 2025 and make it your own mission to go out there and heal the world yourself, because you've fallen in love with our products, because you've seen the power of this miracle plant in your own family or your loved ones, and you want to get in to this community. You want to be a part of this movement and be a heal the worlder and get in here and do that. So we're going to talk a little bit about what that entails and what all is included and things of that nature, and actually show you where you can apply to be a part of our ever extending family. Here on Clubhouse, you can see that there is a link that you can click on, which is 101hempinnercircle.com, and that will take you to a page for an application. So basically what we want to do is, before March of 2020, we had lots and lots of different companies and people and individuals that were looking to figure out some way to be a part of this burgeoning multi-billion dollar hemp and CBD industry. And so they would make products or figure out things that they could do with their talents, whether they would make like massage lotions or whether they would make whatever it was. And they would use our bulk material, raw material, to make their own products. Or maybe if they already had a product line, they would incorporate it. And so many people were doing it. We had dozens and dozens of companies and families that were getting started. So we were helping them. We would show them the ropes and all these kinds of things. Obviously, fast forward to now, and there's been huge shifts in the way that we do business, the way that people shop, just incredible shifts that have happened. And so we've had to figure out, all just starting into the hemp CBD business, there's all kinds of just pitfalls and just mistakes that people make and challenges to overcome. And it's gotten somewhat easier in the past 2 or 3 years, but there's been so many challenges with merchant accounts and with marketing and just overcoming stigmas and miseducation. So what we decided to do was, it's like we've gone through all the trials and the tribulations. And so many people have reached out and they wanted to get into this space. And so we said, you know what, we're going to set up a program. We're going to a community where people can come and they can learn from all of the things that we've done. And they don't have to go through all of the heartache and the as many roller coaster rides, because as anybody who's an entrepreneur or wants to be an entrepreneur, you do need to make sure that you've got your seatbelt on, because there are going to be some ups and downs. And it's how big is your why that is going to push you through those tough times. Here with the Miracle Plan and 101 Hemp, I mean, we really are on a mission to heal the world for what this Miracle Plan did for our family, for my son. And we wanted to continue to push and push and push. And we've had many, many challenges. In fact, out here in California, we've had to fight and claw and scratch and do everything we could to get hemp CBD legal in food and beverage, because up until a month ago, technically, it wasn't, according to the California state. Frequently asked questions to the California Health Department. But we won after 3 years of working with Patrick Goggin and the California Hemp Council, and had it signed into law in October of this year. So anyways, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you do have any interest, just go over to www.101hempinnercircle.com, and it's a real simple application page. Tell us a little bit about your why. Tell us a little bit what you want to do. And we'll be following up with a phone call to see how we can best help you. Now, we also have Janet here on the phone, and part of the Inner Circle Mastermind for 101 Hemp, you'll be getting certified as a miracle plant expert. There is so much to learn about this plant, and people are starting to come along, which is great. There's some accurate information and some inaccurate information. There's some information that's meant for sales and marketing, like nanotechnology, these little buzzwords that you hear, like water soluble, taking a fat lipid and making it water soluble. And it's like 1 million times more absorption rate. Well, there's a difference between Don Draper and Mad Men ad copy, trying to impress you with words, and actual true science. And obviously those that have followed our journey understand what it is about this miracle plant that makes it so powerful, and that is just leaving it the heck alone. Millions of years this plant has developed with us over time on this planet, and we have a system inside of us that communicates directly with this plant, and we are brothers from another mother, as I always say, this plant in our DNA. So part of that certification program, my mom will definitely be instrumental in doing that. And so I was going to let her speak just a little bit to what would be involved in the certification course. Obviously, the first part would be understanding the plant in its raw form. So, Janet, did you want to speak up a little bit about this power of this miracle plant and give them a little taste of what type of information that we would be teaching and certifying people on? Because not a lot of people are talking about CBDA, raw whole plant cannabis. So,
Thank you. One thing, just in any kind of discussion about like hemp-based or CBD type things, is just being able to realize there's a lot of hype and buzzwords and all kinds of promises and a lot of ads and information from companies that are famous or have huge famous people like Cheech and Chong or Martha Stewart. And so it's really hard to find facts beyond all the people with a huge marketing budget, and you read all these different things, and they send free products to all these homes. And so a lot of people are very confused about CBD in general, and especially the raw hemp CBD. And so I think it's very important in any kind of a teaching or class to clarify that hype or just generalizations to actually medically based research. And so that's been my mission, and that's our mission too, is not having also like general answers when someone has a problem, but a deep understanding of how the plant works, how that benefits of the plant or its characteristics apply to each individual condition that someone faces. And again, too, it's just very important to have a good working knowledge of that. And also another good reason is just people that you meet on the street often have misconceptions. And you can just be that person with the actual true knowledge and that confidence it brings, having real knowledge and real medical research behind you, to say, well, that's not actually true. You know, the published medical research does show this. And then many people just lack a deep understanding at all of hemp, or even still we have people that don't know the difference between hemp-based products and products more with high THC levels. And again, too, going to CBDA is still like a foreign language to many people. So we have a lot of teaching and training to do. And definitely when people, once they've gone through training and have that in-depth knowledge, then they're much more able to very realistically and in more of an authority type voice to explain what they know, because deep down they do know it in depth. And so that's a really important thing, to get the facts out there, apply them to the individual reasons people want to get invested in hemp or want to use hemp products, and then make sure they have a working, talkable knowledge about what they need to know.
Absolutely. Well, and again, there is, we've come a long way in people just understanding in general what even CBD is. And now we've shifted into this new era where people have an understanding in general of what CBD is. More than half the Americans, just speaking of the US, 68% that were believe that medical cannabis or cannabis should be legal. And so there's a lot more people that are informed, but unfortunately, with what we've shifted into is now that people are informed, they're really, really confused. And we have retail stores, and we work one-on-one with people, and we hear the questions and see the looks on their faces and understand where they're coming from. We get the same basic questions still, and we're in California. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of, you think of cannabis, you think of California and Jamaica, right? And so even in California, we're getting the same questions for CBD. And the question is, will I get high? Will I fail a drug test? And what's the difference between CBD and THC? We get that question hundreds of times a day. So understanding these questions and understanding the difference between what we call marijuana from a 1937 tax act and what we call in our country hemp, the differences. And then that's just one main thing that people are still very confused about as we start to learn the power of this miracle plant. And then when you take it to the next level, which is going from CBD or processed CBD, cooked, heated, denatured, isolated CBD, and then you go one step backwards and you go to whole plant raw, like juicing, like a dietary essential, like Dr. William Courtney, who was on recently, talks about. Now that is new information. That's very, very, very new. And people, now it's new to us. It's new to Americans. As far as our human species goes, it's not new. It dates back 8,000 years in medical oriental journals. So these are the kinds of things that we get into the real nitty gritty. And if you've heard some of our past podcasts, you've understood these CBD acids that Dr. Raphael Mechoulam has released his research working with Canadians. In fact, in 2019 at CanMed, he came out and just point blank said it, like, there it is. The acidic precursors of CBDA is up to 1,000 times more powerful with the study for nausea and anxiety. And so we're taking it, like I said, there's always these next steps to understanding really the true power of this plant. So when you apply for the mastermind, when you apply for the inner circle, obviously we need to make sure it's a good fit. Where your heart is, what your understanding is, what your commitment is to actually starting a business or being a part of this movement. And we have lots of different places where you can fit in. That's why we want you to apply and kind of give us a sense of what you want to do. And because we can't do this alone. We need people. And yes, we have an army and a community of heal the worlders out there that love our product, that come on the podcast, that share their stories with testimonials and video testimonials and Google reviews and telling their neighbors and all of those kinds of things. But we're not going to be able to really make that critical mass movement happen unless we have more and more people that start to kind of take ownership and become a heal the worlder and get out there and make sure that people are really aware of the power of this plant. Because like I said, all CBD is not created equal. It simply is not. People came here because they thought it was the next green rush. And yes, there is opportunity to make money. And we all need to pay the bills and we all need to eat food and we all need the things in life that we're all willing and able to get. So there is obviously an opportunity. They've estimated, I think, somewhere around $20 to $24 billion industry by 2024. Last year was around $2 billion in this particular industry. There's also a whole new thing that's going to be happening. And we've talked about it on here a little bit. And I want to make sure that people are aware. CBD is beautiful, and that's part of our mission. But there's going to be yet another iteration with this beautiful plant. It's going to be in the fiber, and it's going to be in literally healing the physical world and cleaning up the pesticides and all of the metals and heavy metals and all of the crap that's around in our planet. This plant actually cleans up the soil. We can use the inside of the stalks of this hemp plant, and we can make things like plastics that are biodegradable. Of course, we all know about paper and we all know about clothing. Like, I'm wearing hemp socks right now from Kind Roots, I believe is the name of the company. Great folks out in Colorado. And it's better for your feet. There's no chemicals in there. They last longer. They don't stink as much. They're just better material for you. And we don't need to be using these petroleum-based rayons and polyesters and things that obviously are bad and relying upon things that aren't good for us and aren't good for the planet. So there's so much to come. But we talk about this industry being a $20 billion, $24 billion industry in the next couple of years. That's fantastic and great for jobs and the economy and all of that. But that next shift, when we go to the fiber industry, when we go to the true industrial hemp with over 50,000 uses, that's when it becomes a $1 trillion industry with a T. So there's a lots of exciting things. We've had our first industrial hemp grow out here in California. If you go back to a previous podcast, you can learn more about that. And those opportunities are going to be really, really amazing, both economically, but also in impact. So these are some of the next things that are coming down the pipeline. I was on a panel with Hawaii, with Gail, and Doug Fine got me on, and we had some great conversations that are of the next thing that's going to be coming with this miracle plant. So if you're interested, if this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, that it speaks to you, that you could just see yourself jumping out of bed every morning and being excited about helping people and helping the planet and living the life that you want to live, whatever that is to you, then make sure you go over to 101hempinnercircle.com and just fill it out, a brief little description there, and then you'll be hearing back from us. And just super excited. We're going to continue. We have some more exciting things coming. We have some virtual live events, some virtual summits. We're going to have some physical retreats that we're going to be able to get back together in the physical world. We have this beautiful place called Ojai Valley Inn. I'll have some meditations and have some just incredible weekends with some incredible speakers in the physical world. So that's all coming up. So many exciting things are here to come. And I just wanted to pop on here and let you know what's coming internationally. We've got a great team that's out there that we've been talking with some countries and governments to make sure as they're starting to open up their borders that we can get back on track where we were pre-2020. So that's really what we were here to talk about today on Clubhouse. If anybody in the audience has any questions or anything like that, feel free to raise your hand and come up as we're recording the Miracle Plant podcast. But before we head out of here, I wanted to make sure Dan the Man, who's out there in Florida, and we have this cool replay feature now on Clubhouse. He doesn't have to carry around a backpack full of equipment to record this anymore. He's out there enjoying himself. And I just wanted to see if you had anything to add.
Yeah. If anybody's been in business before, or especially for people who have not been in business before, it's so important to make sure that you're hitching your wagon to the right group of people. And your goals are aligned with their goals. You need to make a living or you need to pay your bills. And if you're going to be working with people and it involves money, there's always opportunities for tension or for conflict. And that's why it's so important to hitch your wagon to the right group of people. And after working with Justin for a couple of years now, you're not going to find a more ethical group of people and a more committed and focused organization than you're going to find at 101. And I know it sounds like a sales pitch, but I work with a lot of people, and especially a lot of people in the CBD business, and you got to be careful. I'll leave it at that. Just check his references, check 101 CBD references and the people that work there, and you'll just see across the board the quality, the type of people that Justin and his team attracts. It's birds of a feather flock together, and that's what you'll find with this group. So if you're going to get into business, make sure that you're doing it with the right people.
Well, I appreciate that, Dan, and you're definitely part of our flock too, and always appreciate everything you've done and watched you expand. And you were there for us when we needed a platform, and you started with MJ Bowles, and now it's podconx.com, and you're helping us and so many other podcasters in this beautiful space get their message out. And for us to have conversations like we've had with Dr. William Courtney and my mom and others, like talking about cancer, just incredible. I was able to pass that podcast on to, it was actually Dave at ClickFunnels Radio, and got some products out to him. And there was another mom who's out there, son has been fighting cancer forever, and I'm able to just point them to that podcast. And it's because of this platform that it gives it credibility, but it gives us an arena where we can have these conversations, plus also obviously here on Clubhouse, and people can, and it's documented forever. That's another beautiful thing about podcasts, is that your legacy, whether it's for your children or whether it's for your followers or whether it's just for your contribution to humanity, these podcasts will live on forever, and people will be able to come back and listen to your journey and listen as you document the things that you go through or you share your experience. It's just a real special, special thing to be able to have a podcast that captures all of this exciting times that we're in. I mean, this is a revolution. This is the beginning of bringing back cannabis fully. I mean, back in the 1920s and the 1930s, they were certainly using cannabis. They were certainly using it for headaches, and we've been using it for thousands of years. But now as we really dive into this plant and we really start to understand how it can help us again. Some people believe that it was all part of a bigger plan for this plant to go under for the last 80 years because of all of the stuff that happened really out of World War II. If you dig a little deeper where pesticides came from, you'll start to see that there was a real evil movement from those folks out there in Germany that really kind of just didn't do good things for humanity. As we all know, pesticides were one of them. And so this plant disappeared, went away for a while. And now that we've seen the Roundup class action lawsuits and the cancerous things that are out there that are just purely for anyone to see, this plant is back. So we understand the power of keeping it organic. We understand how important it is to consume this plant. And now we can really dive in and see these miracles that are happening with my family, with other people's families, and how we use this plant. One of my favorite things about being in this space, and I've said it before, but it's to the core. When you'll see someone come in here who's tried everything under the sun, everything to get rid of this autoimmune disease that doctors can't solve because there's so many complicated things and poisons and toxins that are around us, and the body can only handle so much, that when they come in here and they take a simple cold press oil and they take it for a few days and they get relief after years of trying everything, that's just like when their eyes open up and you just see the smiles on their faces. And then they start to take control of their own health. And that is the beautiful thing. And you see them starting to go on walks and meditations and yoga and maybe a plant-based diet, drinking good water, getting better sleep, doing all of these things where they take control of their own health. Unfortunately, the world that we live in right now, you just got to do your own homework. Like Dan was talking, doing your own due diligence before you partner up with somebody. Look, some of us will go get three estimates when we get a car ding or a little fender bender. But we'll go to the doctor and the first thing the doctor says, we'll just take it at face value. You can't do that anymore. Unfortunately, so many of us know that our system is not producing the results that it used to. Back in the day, there was a family doctor that knew the name of the dog, would come over and understand the family and what was going on and be able to holistically treat the family or the individual. Unfortunately, now the system is more like a McDonald's fast food drive-through. How quickly can we get him in? How quickly can we write out something, a prescription, and let's see how it goes. And so, again, one of the most beautiful things about being a part of this industry is that when you see people take back control of their health and they started to become educated and they really start to understand how the body works holistically. The food is your medicine, and hemp, cold pressed whole plant hemp, is food. It's a dietary essential. As Dr. William Courtney said on a recent episode, if you ate it every day, if it was a part of your regular diet, like it has been for 10,000s of years, you wouldn't need to be using it as a medicine. So again, I encourage you, if these words speak to you, if this is a part of what you're all about and you've tried our products and you've tried this miracle plant and you just say, I want in, I want something, we will help you however we can, whether it's a certification course, whether it's a working in a mastermind, which a mastermind means you get together with other entrepreneurs and other folks like 10 or 15 or 20 people that are all trying to do their own thing, and you help each other. They say 1 + 1 = 11. And so you're looking to figure out like, oh, I can help with marketing, or I can help with banking, or I can help with sales, or I can help with fulfillment. There's a lot of great people in this industry. And I've had a great opportunity to work with, from the Bob Hobins to the Doug Fines to Dan the Man here to so many other great people, Chloe Villano. There's amazing people in this space. And yes, the good news is the last 18 months flushed out some of the bad guys, because I remember after 2018 passed and we went to NOCO in 2019, I did a documentary. I'll have to post that somewhere on that particular episode, that all of a sudden people were showing up at NOCO in suits. Wall Street had arrived. And so that was a big shift. And because it was the big green rush and people were excited and there was speculation and all kinds of great stuff. Well, for those that have made it through this bumpy ride over the last 18 months, and unfortunately, at least half from what I'm seeing and hearing have not, their why wasn't big enough. And your why needs to be big enough. And just collecting a paycheck or making money is not what it's about in this space. Yes, we all have bills to pay, but there are those of us that are here for the right reasons, that this plant drew us in because it had such a profound impact on our life. We can kind of identify each other because you can hear the stories. And there are so many beautiful people that have been here before the Farm Bill passed. and that are here for the right reasons and that are going to help each other. And I want to connect you with those people. I want to bring you into that circle of people that are there for the right reasons, that are really going to help your business. And it, whatever it is, whatever your mission is, and it doesn't have to be a business. It can be a nonprofit. It can be your own movement. You know, it can be incorporated with whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's a business or whether it's a charity or what have you. So again, we just want to help however we can. We've seen masterminds. I'm a part of mastermind. It's changed the way I look at business, and it's also your network. I mean, there's sometimes it's not who, it's who knows you. And just a simple connection with one person to another can make something happen basically overnight. There's this concept called the Dream 100, where you literally list 100 people that would have the most influence on your business, and you start to reach out. That's why platforms like Clubhouse are so powerful, where you could literally find them. There's also great books out there like Giftology or Return on Relationship University with Christopher Voss, who will actually help you start gifting people and sending gifts that are emotionally connected with people so you can start to develop a relationship and you serve those people. And if there's something that you can do for them that will serve them, because you've got to, you can follow them on social media and understand what their interests are and see what they're, you know, looking for. Like, for example, I'm in Russell Brunson's inner circle, and he was on a recent show, and he was talking about how one of the things that he wants to get close to is Dana White and Joe Rogan. And through connections, a buddy of mine, Ken Walls, who's been on the podcast, knows Grant Cardone pretty well. And actually, Grant has a mastermind going on right now, or some type of event today. And that's the one phone call. And so, you know, reaching out to Grant, or I could reach out to Ken and say, hey, Ken, have Grant reach out to Russell and make that introduction for Dana White and Joe Rogan. And now all of a sudden, I've just served Russell. I didn't do anything for myself, but I've served them. And by when you serve other people and you give and you do things just for doing things for the sake of doing them, then you really are showing that you're representing and showing up for that other person. And then you start to develop a relationship. And so down the road, maybe there's an event or something that you can reach out for a favor. Russell talks a lot about it in his 10 years of building a relationship with Tony Robbins before he wrote his second book, and asked Tony to say a couple good words about it. So these are the kinds of concepts that we talk about in masterminds. These are the kinds of things that will help accelerate your business, that will help accelerate your movement. And I want to share these secrets. I want to share these insights that I've learned over 25 years in business. Marketing is a very, very tricky thing in the health supplements and in the CBD space. I've dedicated the last 2 or 3 years of my life to becoming an absolute expert and aligning with the smartest people on the planet when it comes to marketing, especially online. So these are all the parts of the pieces of the puzzle of what a mastermind is. If you're looking for a certification, we have certification courses. That'll be a part of it, or we can separate that out. But we have this education. We have these beautiful stories. We hear them all the time, and we want people to take it and run with it. Because again, we're here to reach 1 billion people by 2025, and we can't do it alone. So if you have any, if this sounds like you, if this sounds like what you want to get involved in, then go over to 101hempinnercircle.com and apply. And we would love to hear from you and love to get back in touch with you. So anything else before we wrap up, Janet or Dan?
I just wanted to jump in. And again, two of the simple things keep coming to my mind, like purpose is more important than profit. And so in any business, and especially in CBD, there's the people looking for the billion-dollar opportunity. And then there's people who have a purpose, and purpose always wins. And then again, too, it's just knowledge over nonsense, research over rumors. I mean, just simple things like I still hear it from people and even from a doctor recently that CBDA won't work unless you have, you know, certain amounts of THC in there. And there's just these things that hang on, these rumors and myths that actually interfere with how well things work. And so, again, too, when you have the right product and the right education and you're trying to heal the world, as which is our motto, we realize too, we just can't do it alone, that we have to have a more organized approach besides the people who love it and talk about it and stuff naturally. We need a way to get it out to more people. And our passion and our purpose is so strong that we just need to have the method to do that. And so through the classes and through Justin's masterminds and things, we are our hope then, because we cannot reach the goal of reaching 1 billion people just by doing normal, regular business things. And so I'm very excited for more people to learn about the plant and its benefits, but also to help further the mission of healing the world, which sounds like huge or impossible, but it absolutely is not. And then hemp is obviously, to me, the perfect plant for that. We often make comments back to Jack Herrera that I don't know if hemp can heal the world, but it's the only thing that can. And deep down, we all so very much passionately believe that. So again, I'm very excited about these bigger steps we're taking just outside our basic stores and retail and wholesale and those sorts of things. And again, we're very blessed to have Justin as our very passionate, knowledgeable leader who's always looking for a better way to carry out our mission.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for all that you do. And thank everybody for tuning in to the Miracle Plant Podcast. We truly are on a mission to heal the world. And again, that call to action is www.101hempinnercircle.com. So at the end of every podcast, we say heal the world because that is truly our mission. We get to heal the world family by family, person by person, story by story, which is a beautiful thing to be a part of. But we want to keep continuing to get the message out, to send out positive vibes, send out the light for those that are in the dark, that are looking for a solution. And that is what we're all about. So on the count of three, we're going to say heal the world because that is the mission here. 1, 2, 3.
Heal the world!
All right, thanks for tuning in to the Miracle Plant Podcast. We'll be back next week on Clubhouse at 10 a.m. Pacific. Tune in, feel free to jump on stage. And if you like this episode, review it, share it, pass it along. And if you want to really dive in and start a business or start a movement or jump in with our movement, then go over, fill out that application, and we can't wait to hear from you. So until next week, thanks for swinging by the Miracle Plant Podcast.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey everyone, it's Ryan from the Cannabis Connoisseur Podcast. If you're looking for ways to utilize cannabis to keep you healthy, strong, and sharp, come join us every Wednesday where we dive into the best ways to use cannabis to optimize your life. Topics include cannabis and athletics, cannabis for productivity, cannabis for anxiety, cannabis for a healthy immune system, and so much more. If you're a curious connoisseur, this show is for you. So please head over to our page, and we're looking forward to seeing you this week. Bye.